been really exciting for us. It's a brand new program for us. It just started in the last 6 months, and we've really had some great results from it, and I think we'll hopefully grow this program more over the next few years.
So what is it you're doing? You're inviting bloggers on to like online discussions and giving them updates of what's happening in the Coast Guard?
Exactly. That's just one of the many things we're doing. We've actually expanded over multiple different sites, social media sites, as we call them. We have the Coast Guard presence on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. But one of those ways we're engaging bloggers is we have worked with the Department of Defense for their Bloggers Roundtable, which is it's similar to any other press conference type format for traditional media, but now we're engaging with bloggers directly so that they can ask questions on specific topics.
And I was just wondering how you pick the bloggers that get on there. I mean, there's bloggers and there's bloggers. Some of them are, you know, pimply-faced nose pickers, and some of them are really, you know, respected analysts that know what they're talking about. And so how do you vet the process of picking the bloggers that you use?
Sure. Well, what we've done is really just done a scan of the entire blogosphere. At least we've attempted to. As you mentioned, it's huge. I think the last numbers we saw is over 22 million blogs out there. What we've done is we've just tried to do a wide search of everybody talking about the Coast Guard or about Coast Guard related topics like boating safety or maritime industry issues, and we've tried to just compile a list of those folks and then analyze their ratings. Technorati is one of these companies that evaluates bloggers, so we've been able to use some of their services to determine who are more legitimate than others. But really, we've just tried to reach out to every blogger that is interested in the Coast Guard.
Well, and the interesting part about people who are specific to your medium, for instance, people who really just follow the Coast Guard, they really know more than the average reporter does. No offense to reporters, but, you know, they do. They follow your issues, and so they're keenly interested in every detail about some of your policies or changes, and they'll report it pretty faithfully, I think. Have you found that to be true?
Oh, definitely. So I think that's really been the exciting part of dealing with bloggers and the social media is that we've been really able to get in depth with issues. We when we get these roundtable discussions going, these folks are really asking detailed questions. They want to know every little bit about these subjects, and they know a great deal about it. There's not a lot of prep time that we have with these bloggers because they know the details and they can get these great questions in there. And I think a lot of our folks in the Coast Guard have appreciated it because they've been able to get this detailed information out to the public, which they really never had a venue for.
Now, is it ex Coast Guard people who are writing the blogs, do you think?
It's a mix of folks. It's just there's family and friends of the Coast Guard that love it because, you know, maybe their son or daughter is in it. But there's also ex-Coast Guard folks. There's active duty Coast Guard folks that are actually doing some blogging. There's maritime industry folks that are doing it just because they've been working with the Coast Guard from their perspective. So it's a wide range of bloggers.
And I imagine it must help you get better publicity, frankly, because sometimes if an initiative might be announced by one of the networks or a large newspaper without getting into real depth, sometimes the bloggers jump on those reports without knowing all the details. So this is a way of injecting the detail already into the blogosphere such that they don't they really bypass the big media, and so you get more reasoned discourse from the bloggers than you might otherwise.
Oh, exactly. And I think actually we've seen kind of on both sides of it, we've seen bloggers pick up on information from the mainstream media and then again go into great detail on it. We've also seen, I think, the mainstream media pick up on some of what the bloggers are talking about and kind of gone more in depth because of what the bloggers are saying. So it's kind of had, from a public relations perspective, it's been great because now both the traditional media and the social media are really picking up on these stories and getting into the details.
Gina, you're getting into an area that is near and dear to my heart. This is Lieutenant Tony Migliorini. He's a public affairs officer with the U.S. Coast Guard, and that is that many reporters, so there are some that are great, that have been around government for a long time, but if they just pick up the government beat, they really don't understand what they're writing about, and they have to rely on whatever, you know, source they can find in order to flesh out their information. And here you have bloggers that probably have 10 times the level of experience with your issue than a reporter who just happens to get assigned to your beat.
Well, Oh, exactly. And it's been great, I think, for everybody. And I'm sure the reporters appreciate having the blogosphere out there.
So because then they get some detail about the...
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, and I think we've seen a lot of that. And I think it's in the long term, it's really going to help out everybody and really get detail into these stories.
Can you give us an example of one of the issues that you went with the bloggers about?
Sure. Well, one of these issues that is really important to the Coast Guard was recently we switched from a old analog style emergency position indicating radio beacon, or EPIRB is what we call them. These are these things boaters carry, and if they get in trouble, they can turn them on and we can find their position. Well, we've transitioned from an analog type to a digital type, and we're no longer going to be searching for the analog type devices. So this is a story that, of course, is important to us because we want to make sure that we can find these people that get in distress. So we were able to put some messages out in the traditional media, but it really didn't take off as well as we had hoped for. So we then took this message out to the bloggers, and they were able to spread it further, which in turn the traditional media folks picked up on. So it really had a widespread coverage out there that probably otherwise wouldn't have existed had it not been for the social media aspect. So we've really been fortunate to have these social media relationships develop so that we can get these kind of messages out there, because it's an important story.